Hello and welcome to Bunkum. It is Bunkum 78, and I am your internet very, 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 very favorite, Dan Grubb. Hey, before we get going, there is a brand new episode of my other, better podcast, The Restory of History's Mysteries, in which professional time traveling interviewing dolt Niles Higgins-Bottom-Barry the Third goes back in time to Arles in, I don't know, 1880 or so, and talks to Vincent van Gogh / Van Gogh and Paul Gauguin. I don't know how to pronounce Gauguin, so that's one of the little jokes. And it's hilarious. It's episode 3 of this new monthly podcast, The Restory of History's Mysteries. And if you think this is any good at all, which I won't be offended if you don't, that one is much better. So go listen to that. We do a lot of hard research, aka reading one Wikipedia page and then making fun of it. And we're already working on the fourth one. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is very, very silly, very funny, just a joy. And my buddy Aaron is much better at production than I am. And I'm sitting in my car talking into my iPhone, whereas when he does it, we use we go on an online chat thing, and we're both being recorded on halfway decent microphones, and he has actual editing software that doesn't come free with your phone, and whereas I'm just like, chop, 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 upload, good enough. Little peek behind the curtain there. So yeah, The Restory of History's Mysteries, R-E-S-T-O-R-Y, as in rest plus story. You mash them together and you get a thing and it's done. So, go listen to that. The first one is the Wright Brothers. The second one is... oh my god, who do we do for the second one? I can't... it was the Hindenburg was the second one. And this one is Vincent van Gogh and Paul Gauguin. So, go enjoy that. Here's today's show. But first, this episode of Bunkum is brought to you by my balls. Are you unsatisfied with your eyeballs? Are they too big? Too small? Too dry? Too itchy? Not enough lasers? Try my balls, the cutting-edge eyeball replacement system. After a non-refundable initial ocular removal and disposal session, you will start out with the beginner my balls of your choice for the first 30 days. Then, you just log into your MyBalls account and select which new disposable kind of eyes you would like to receive in the mail each month as part of your membership monthly fee. You can get different colored MyBalls, one in each eye. You can get ones that cry blood for a spooky Halloween treat. Manipulate your loved ones with real puppy dog eyes. Did I mention the laser eyes? There's laser eyes. And hey, you folks in national security, how would you like to play a fun goof on those ocular scanners at work? Hey, just kidding, NSA director. My balls. Anything is possible. And if you use the promo code Bunkum, you will get a third my ball with your initial package, just in case you lose one. Don't let the MyBall revolution pass you by. Sign up today with MyBalls. It's Bunkum! Hello and welcome to This Old Dump. I'm your host, Master Carpenter Bob Auerman. This week, we're restoring a charming 1920s ranch home to its original design. and upgrading it with a second and third story, a finished basement, a wraparound porch, four corner turrets, an elaborate fountain installation, and my signature addition of a life-sized, hand-carved oak recreation of the Battle of Waterloo. So let's get started. Now, as you can see, this home has a lot of curb appeal. It certainly curbs mine. So let's skip the front and head straight in. As we step inside, there's a lot to admire right away. We've added a beautiful 300-year-old Persian rug on the floor here. And next to it, against the wall here, is an original Louis XIV bench. And you can see the ivory and the tortoiseshell marquetry here. And up, if you look up, there's a breathtaking crystal chandelier. And it's obviously tricked out with these intricate, one-of-a-kind Fabergé doorknobs. Now, this is easily in the top 10 mudrooms that we've done this season on this old dump. Oh, say, Harry, the nails go in pointy side first, buddy. Right. There you go. All right, now, as we come through the hallway and into the family room, take a look at the windows. They're entirely stained glass. Ooh, yeah, that'll never come out. And over here we've got the 273-inch reclining sofa with the optional intercushion vacuum system that filters out the crumbs and leaves the change. And you'll see up here, there's the 195-inch TV that moves from side to side so that you don't strain your neck watching tennis. Say, Harry, the rug goes under the furniture. Right. Good. We're down in the kitchen, and as you can see, it's fairly consistent for the modern ex-urban style. We've put in the lead-lined cabinets so the china and canned goods aren't visible to any passing superheroes. And we've updated the appliances to the new gas-electric hybrid style. In this new type of oven, you set the food inside, select the desired temperature, turn on the gas, and then, when you flip the switch, the oven explodes with the precise heat and velocity required to cook the food as directed. And we've also added an island, specifically one of the smaller ones from the Bahamas, so that the homeowners will have a steady supply of onions, okra, tomatoes, oranges, grapefruits, cucumbers, sugarcane, lemons, limes, and sweet potatoes. If you'd like to learn more about the Bahamas, consult your local office of the Bahamian Tourism Board. Oh, hey, Harry. What you got there? Ooh, no. The water gets hooked up to the sink. The gas goes to the oven. Got it? All right. And before we leave the kitchen, we're actually not allowed to broadcast a show about houses without installing a deep farmhouse sink, a new tiled backsplash, and granite countertops. This sink is a little special, as we've replaced the faucet with a cherub-shaped fountain that spits the water onto whenever you're rinsing. Aw, little buns are showing. That's adorable. Hey, let's go upstairs. In here is the master bedroom. It's got the classic 50s television twin bed setup, complete with twins. Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Albert. Now, these twin brothers were specially genetically designed to thrive in this exact house. They'll require homeschooling, a diet consisting solely of food grown within 2 miles of the house, and jobs that don't require them to leave the home. So I hope the homeowners will like them. Otherwise, it'll be a bit unpleasant life for everyone. Anyway, let's come through to the master bathroom. Now, we've made a few upgrades here with the marble floor, the gilded toilet seat, and this beautiful antique tub. It's an old clawfoot tub, which has a lot of character. Unfortunately, it was also small and stupid looking. So we cut it into fourths and added an acrylic bathtub liner material to the middle of each side to make it 4 feet wider and 8 feet longer. It's a plain white, too, to try to class up the faded cream color of the original. And if you look here on the quintuple sink, you'll see that we've repurposed a stainless steel cocktail shaker to now be used as a toothbrush holder. Next to that, we've got a miniature brass cuspidor or spittoon to collect finger and toenail clippings. There's a small, ornate, Grecian-style altar on which to burn the hair they pull from their hairbrush, and a beautiful series of snow globes that have been pre-filled with water and tiny models of peaceful alpine villages in them. And so the homeowners can put the dead skin that they file off of their calluses into them so that they can really be a part of these lovely wintry scenes. Harry, the mirror goes with the reflective side away from the wall. Yeah, see, that's better. Let's go up to the attic. Now, something that's really popular these days is finding out your family history. Whether it's taking a DNA test to see where your ancestors came from, or filling out an online family tree, white people love this stuff. So we've decided to make that the theme of the attic, family history. Unfortunately, the homeowners of this home have a dreary, boring family. So we've brought in another family's memories to make it a bit more interesting. Here's a footlocker that someone's grandfather used in the Korean War. And here's an old wedding gown that we found at the Goodwill. That can be their mother's. Well, let's say aunt's. Attica! Attica! Harry, go back in the bedroom.
Okay. Bedrooma! Bedrooma!
This is a special item that we're really excited about. It's going to be their great-great-grandfather's locket with a portrait of their great-great-grandmother in it that he took to France in World War I. It's amazing the kind of stuff you can find at garage sales. For $2, this family got a personal story filled with tragedy or romance or whatever they feel like filling in those blanks. Let's go to the basement. Now, they're trying something new with this house and putting the basement on the roof. It's a real time saver because with this special space-time polymer ductwork that we've innovated, you can now go downstairs and end up in the attic, or go upstairs to get to the basement. Heck, you can even dive into the pool and land on the couch if you want. And this old dump branded wormhole ducts are available at all fine hardware stores. Which brings us out to the backyard. We've taken out the dreary old hedge maze and put in a 300 meter swimming pool in the shape of Albuquerque, with 11 smaller pools on its perimeter, as the homeowner's favorite number is 36, which is too many pools to add, so we made it 11. And if you look over here, we've put in a large gazebo with a smaller gazebo inside of it. That way, if you find yourself under the gazebo and not feeling like life has been heightened to its fullest potential, you can go under the smaller gazebo and... Oh my God, we forgot the walls. (Laughs)